If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to the show. So happy you're tuning in. Today's solo episode, I want to talk about achievement and leadership. So many times I think we're so focused and intent on achieving, and we miss the leadership piece of it. I mean, I get it. I mean, I want to achieve. There's so many things I want to do in my life. The biggest fear I have is regretting not doing the things I wanted to do, is, you know, pushing myself out of my comfort zone to achieve more things. So this isn't anti-achievement, don't get me wrong. But I think that we look at achievement at the expense of leadership, if that makes sense. I'll explain here in a moment. This show is brought to you by my course, Legacy Leader Blueprint. Legacy Leader Blueprint is my online video course of 20 high-impact videos and 6 hours of live group coaching and facilitation with me. It's for you and your team. Allow your team to become true leaders of influence. The course teaches you how to defeat mediocrity, defeat stagnation, create high-impact cultures of initiative, and build empowered teams with a high degree of implicit trust. These 20 videos are broken up into 4 modules. Module 1 is a leadership foundation. Module 2, leading yourself. Module 3, leading others. And Module 4, advanced leadership. And what do you learn inside? How to become more confident, how to overcome limiting beliefs, how to build empowered teams, how to accept accountability, how to lead courageously, how to become more decisive, succeeding under poor leadership. It's all contained in those videos. And then most importantly, interacting with me 4 separate times, 4 1.5-hour sessions for a total of 6 hours of live group coaching and facilitation to help your team become the leaders they were meant to be, to instill that culture of leadership within your organization. And I created this course because in our busy lives, it's hard to get quality leadership training. I promise you, this will not disrupt your busy schedule, and it won't break the bank either. It's $349 per seat right now. The prices will go up in 2018. So if you want to learn more, go to doseofleadership.com. In the menu section, click on Legacy Leader Blueprint. You can see some testimonials from recent graduates. You can also see a video I put together that details the course. You'll see what you get when you invest in Legacy Leader Blueprint, and it is an investment, and I hope to look for you in the next class. All right, achievement and leadership. Again, it's not one or the other. I want you to be a high achiever. I want you to achieve all the things that you dream to be. And if you're going to be a significant leader, if you're going to make an impact in the world, you need to achieve. But I think that we miss the boat sometimes because we put so much emphasis on talent. Maybe you've heard me talk about this before, that talent doesn't equal results. We think it does, but ultimately it doesn't. The talent part is a given. And I know I've given this analogy a couple of times if you've listened to my show over the last 5 years. But as a pilot for American Airlines, it's a given to reach that level. I have to be talented to fly those planes in all types of configurations and situations, right? That's a given. And so what separates us from achieving more or achieving a life of significance, not just of success, but of significance, it's the focus on leadership. Because talent doesn't equal results. If talent equaled results, then all talented people would be successful. And that's not true. And if talent equaled results, all untalented people would be unsuccessful. And that's not true either. I mean, how many people do you know in your own personal life who are wickedly talented, yet they just don't get the results that they want or they maybe even they deserve. On the flip side, how many untalented people do you know or kind of, you know, okay talented people have achieved very significant things? So it's not the talent piece. We rest on the talent piece, and I think as we climb whatever levels of trying to get to the next plane, we're at this level, I want to get to this next higher level, push myself, get out of the comfort zone, and go to this next higher level. It takes some focus, some dedication, and reliance on talent. You got to be good at something. That's the given. I get that. But the higher you go and the more achievements that you garner, the less we rely on the talent piece. I mean, think about it, that makes sense, particularly when you look at large organizations or people who are very successful and achieved high degrees of success. It's never about the talent. The dysfunctions that rear its ugly head aren't based on a lack of talent. In other words, the CFO in the organization didn't get there because he or she was bad at numbers. They were good at numbers, right? The CEO did not get the position because he didn't know how to be a CEO. Now, I'm telling you, the CEO and the CFO sometimes got the position not because of their leadership skills, but they got the position because they were talented in some technical or tactical aspect of their job. And let's go even lower. You see it even more in the lower ranks where, you know, an up-and-coming employee, a supervisor becomes a manager. And the higher you get up in the chain, the less it's about the talent piece. And when we get uncomfortable or we start failing or floundering in our leadership role, we go back to what we know, and that's the technical and tactical aspect of the job, i.e. the salesperson who is the best salesperson on the planet becomes the leader of all the salespeople. They start struggling because they don't know the people skill side of it. They don't or aren't fully self-aware of their own behavioral issues, and they go back trying to become better sales or doing what they know, and that's being a good salesperson. And that's where leadership comes into play. Look, I want you to be a high achiever. I want you to punch mediocrity in the face. But you have to realize that the higher you go, the more that your problems are about your behaviors. And that's why you've heard me talk about the dysfunctions in business. The dysfunctions you see in business and in life are typically related to behaviors. Because we're so reliant on being an achiever, and an achiever we think means talent. But you have to realize that all the successful people that you come across, all the people that have achieved significant things, are already ready, tactically and technically proficient. That's the given piece. So it is about the people. It's about the people skills. It's about the behavioral skills. And that's why leadership is so important, because the study of leadership is almost an exclusive study of behavioral problems. All the dysfunctions that you deal with in your life and your business is centered around behavior. And so that's why we need to know the difference between being an achiever and being a leader. And the problem is, particularly in competitive environments, you'll see the achiever not be aware of the dysfunctions because what got them to the dance has worked up to this point. And that may be happening to you. I don't understand. I've plateaued. I'm doing everything I know how to do. Well, have you started to assess your behaviors? And if you ask, and some of the people that I've coached, and I started asking them, I said, well, what do you think the problem is? You know, and I hear the word I a lot. Well, look, I'm busy. I don't have time. I'm doing this. I. And when you're a leader, it's never about you. And when you start to transition from being just an achiever into a leader, you stop using the word I so much. You start focusing on others. Right? Achievement is all about us. Leadership is all about them. And at some point, if you're going to have a successful life, if you're going to have a significant life, you have to make the transition from being just an achiever into a leader. I think intuitively you know this. The question is, how do you do that? Well, that's what the show is all about. That's what the study of leadership is. There's no one right answer. Everybody's different. Everybody's got certain behavioral challenges. I do, you do. And that's why self-awareness is so critical in your leadership journey. Get away from the first-person pronoun. All achievers, at some point in their life, because of the intense focus of focusing on, you know, getting the numbers, achieving the sales, whatever it is about you. It's about your performance. It's about your needs. It's about your progress. But there's a significant and powerful difference from being an achiever and being a leader. I see a lot of achievers who are crappy leaders. I mean, you can go down the Hallmark list of presidents. And this isn't a political show, and I don't care who you voted for. But I would say these last two presidents, Trump and Obama, are significant achievers, but they're pretty crappy leaders, to be quite honest. I think they're terrible leaders because they are very concerned about themselves, both Obama and Trump. They're very narcissistic. And some people say, well, you have to be achieve at that level. And I say BS, total BS. And if I look at Obama and I look at Trump, tremendous amount of dysfunctional behavioral problems from both of them. And if you don't see it, you're not looking at them honestly. Get out of your political bubble and look at them honestly as human beings. And I could write a book the size of Ivanhoe that talks about both of their behavioral dysfunctions. And you can learn a lot about what not to do in leadership when you look at their behaviors. Successful people, significant people, become great leaders when we learn to shift the focus from themselves to others. It's never, ever about you, ever. It's about you in the sense that you're constantly becoming aware of yourself, becoming aware of who you are, what you're good at, what you're not good at, playing in your lane, playing in your strengths, pushing yourself, pushing out of your comfort zone, focusing on yourself in that aspect of constantly trying to improve, while at the same time trying to improve the lives of those others around you, right? That's what leadership is all about. I got this technique, read this a couple weeks ago, or heard Marshall Goldsmith talking about this. Like, what can you do to start improving in this? If you want to start, and it's simple, this isn't rocket science, and so I challenge all of you out there today to do this week. Do this week, and send me an email, let me know how it's going, because I think it's brilliant. Make a list of all the important groups of people in your life. You know, group under one group is friends, one group is family, one group are your clients, one group are your direct reports, if you have any. And then within each of those groups, all the important groups in your life, write down the names of everybody that's important in that group, the person, the individual's name. So first make a list of all the groups of important groups in your life, friends, family, direct reports, etc. Then write down names under each of those groups of the important people within those groups. And then twice a week, pick the days, I don't care. Monday and Wednesday and Saturday. Review the list names and ask yourself, did someone on this list do something that you should recognize? And if the answer is yes, then give them a quick recognition. You know, call them on the phone, send them an email, a quick note. If the answer is no, don't worry about it. Do that for a few weeks. Do that for a couple months, every week. You'll start to be amazed of how that little action will start taking the emphasis off of you and start putting the focus on somebody else. It's a simple task. It doesn't take any time. But that begins the mindset, planting the seeds, the leadership seed, and stop worrying about your achievements. I hope this makes sense. I hope you're getting some value out of these episodes on Dose of Leadership. I'd love to hear from you. I like to keep these short, these solo episodes. But the task this week is to start transitioning from your achievement mindset and into a leadership mindset, thinking about others. Reach out to me, Richard at doseofleadership.com. Go to doseofleadership.com and fill out the contact page. I'd love to hear from you. I answer every email. Let me know if you're interested in the Legacy Leader Blueprint course. And oh, I got a book study that I'm doing with Margie Worrell, partnering with her, releasing a third episode I just did with her next week, her and her daughter, But Margie's agreed to collaborate with me on a very cool book study mastermind over her book, Make Your Mark. I'm kicking it off on January 2018. I've already had a few people sign up, limiting it to 10. But it's 7 weekly sessions and a bonus 8th session where Margie will be joining the conversation herself. So you'll get to meet Margie and you'll get to hear about the progress. And we'll go through her book, Make Your Mark. It's a book that's made a significant impact on my life in 2017. Margie literally is one of my favorite thought leaders and authors and speakers on the topic of leadership. I just absolutely love her material, love her. And I'm excited that she's collaborating with me on this book study mastermind. Make Your Mark. Send me an email if you're interested in that. I can give you the links. You can go to Facebook. Look for the link, Margie's Facebook. She's posted it out there. If you're interested in signing up, it's $267. It's going up to $367. Includes the book. And of course, the 7 sessions and the bonus 8th session with Margie. So I'd love to hear from you on that. Let me know. Send me an email if you're interested in joining that mastermind. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a fan of Dose of Leadership. And I will see you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Go to richardryerson.com or doseofleadership.com and fill out the contact page and reach out to me. Let me know where you're at your leadership journey. Also, if you want access to my brand new online leadership course to help become a better leader, go to legacyleaderblueprint.com. Fill out your email and you gain access to a free 12-minute video that will reveal the top secrets of leadership and also show you how you can gain access, exclusive access, to my online leadership course. That's legacyleaderblueprint.com. Hope to see you on the inside. Thanks for tuning into the show.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.